Here's today's No Sweat News. These are the bizarre stories of the day, the one that make you scratch your head and wonder just how, is their DNA completely human?
Oh, or exactly.
Are they part salamander? On Friday, we'll do the No Sweat News quiz for Ratfest tickets, so keep these stories in mind. We head to Canada for our first story.
Okay.
Where a gentleman was driving from Montreal to Calgary. Kid's name is Constantine Zethelis. And Constantine had someone in the passenger seat using the old GPS tell him where to turn left and turn left and turn right and go straight. And we've heard of people driving into lakes and rivers because the GPS told them to.
Yeah.
But we've never seen someone cross the border by accident.
Oh, boy.
That's exactly what happened. He drove up to the Canada-U.S. border and said, uh-oh, my GPS told me to get here. It was only a problem because they had 10 pounds of methamphetamine in the car. It was in pill form. It wasn't crystal meth, but it was pills. So Constantine got himself nabbed for trying to bring all that meth across the border.
If you're trying to bring meth across the border, maybe use MapQuest and turn the GPS off, fella.
Know where you're supposed to go.
Come on now.
Now, Dateline the Internet for story number two. Remember last week there was that brief outage that Instagram and Facebook went down?
Yes, I was panicked.
Everybody was trying to update their screen left and right, left and right.
Well, sadly, I was on Twitter trying to find out what the other two nutjob social media platforms were screwing up for.
Well, guess what people did with their time when Facebook and Instagram went down?
Let me see. Go on Twitter.
Can I see Pornhub for $200, Alex?
Pornhub?
Pornhub says their traffic immediately spiked 11% during this outage, and then it went up to a full 20% while the outage was at its height. And they say that there was a 200% increase in Facebook-themed adult movie searches. I didn't even know there was an adult theme, a Facebook adult theme.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently there is.
That's amazing.
There was a 300% bump in searches, in porn searches that included the words Instagram.
Well, listen, if you're on the internet, you're going to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or you're going to porn sites.
So the mighty PH has weighed in.
There's really not a lot else.
And we go to Pennsylvania for our third story, David.
Okay.
I'm shocked this hasn't happened before. I really am.
Oh.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's the No Sweat News, but a guy, 20-year-old guy named Dominic Herter out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, got all hammered and he was all blotto in the morning. And he decided he needed a ride to get home because he didn't want to drive drunk.
Oh.
Did he hire an Uber?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
He jumped on a school bus.
No.
He waited with the kids at the school bus.
No.
Because he knew his house was close to their school.
Can't do this, sir.
So he jumped on the school bus, sat in the front row, and rode the school bus to school.
Yeah.
Where the police were waiting for him.
Good.
Because the kid said, that guy smells like Uncle Carl.
I'm a new transfer student from the Ukraine. This is what 9-year-olds look over there. Trust me.
I'm shocked this hasn't happened before. I mean, it's a school bus. You know exactly where it's going.
Yeah, well,
and if your destination happens to be near the high school, well, then what the hell?
Well, there is the creepy factor that you're a grown man riding a school bus with children. I'm invited, so.
There is that.
Yeah, you can't do that, sir.
So that's a big no for him. The police were waiting, and maybe we won't hear this again.
Next time, walk. Uber, as Carl mentioned. Call someone, get a ride.
Hey, at least he didn't drive, so we can give him credit on that.
Can we? He's on a school bus with children.
Well,
drunk. And he is not a student.
Like, you've never been drunk around kids.
I've never been drunk around kids, nor have I been uninvitedly on a school bus.
Well, you should try the former because it's a lot of fun. I don't know about the school bus bit. That's today's No Sweat News. Ratfest tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. If you miss any of the No Sweat News episodes, check them out at WRAT.com's podcast header.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.